keeping the farm animals cool. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, we hear a lot in the news about the heat and making sure we take precautions against heat-related illnesses. Well, that same advice is being encouraged for our state's farmers with livestock.
As animal providers, we're trying to take every precaution that we can during these hot days with heat index running over 100 degrees. You know, in our area for several days, we've been running fans constantly night and day in our hog barns and cattle as well, making sure that they have adequate water supplies.
That's Rutherford County's Brandon Witt, and he, like many other livestock producers across the state, have had to take extra steps in caring for their animals this summer. Dr. Clyde Lane, a UT Extension livestock specialist, says the most important steps are making sure those animals have some type of shade or shelter to get to and that they have access to water.
Something else that we don't think about a lot of times when the weather is like this, but you know, if we're going to be vaccinating or performing any other management practices, we need to be doing that real early in the morning or late in the afternoon when it cools off. You know, up in the day is not the time to be doing that because it'll be very stressful on the producer and also on his or her animals.
Dr. Lane says another precaution for farmers should be considered when it's time to transport those animals to another farm or to market.
Be sure that trailer or truck that you're going to be hauling those animals in is in good shape, so that you don't risk having a breakdown, because you can get animals in a very, very bad situation if you're trying to transport them even early in the morning if you have a breakdown with them, you know, in an enclosed area where it's pretty tight.
And just like with people, the old and younger livestock are more susceptible to heat-related illnesses, and therefore they need extra attention during these periods of extreme heat. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.